You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is condensation? This term relates to a change in a state of matter. It's when one state, a gas, changes into another state, a liquid. When a gas condenses and becomes a liquid, it involves a loss or a release of energy. Energy in the form of heat. You're certainly familiar with the opposite of condensation. When you boil water, you're vaporizing the liquid, turning it into a gas. Think about it. You place a tea kettle on a stove or a pot of water on a campfire. You're adding heat to the system to change the state of matter. With condensation, heat is removed. This release of heat affects two factors of those gas molecules, the molecular motion and the volume of the gas. When condensation occurs, the molecules move less and they move closer together. Think about it this way. Pretend that your fists are the molecules of a solid. Slowly move your fists around each other in small circles. There isn't much molecular motion, and they don't take up much space or volume. If heat is applied to the solid to turn it into a liquid, the molecules move faster and further apart, taking up more volume. You can picture it by moving your fists in faster circles and further apart. Apply even more heat to turn the liquid into a gas, and your molecule fists will move really, really fast and really, really far apart. With condensation, heat is removed or released from the gas. The molecules move slower and closer together, decreasing the volume, and the gas becomes a liquid. The decrease in volume is pretty easy to see with a balloon activity. Have your kids fill a balloon with air, tie it, and note the balloon size, either by measuring it or taking a picture or looking very carefully at it, and then place it in the freezer for an hour. The freezer cools it, removing the heat from your breath when you first inflated the balloon, filling it with air. When you take the balloon out of the freezer, its volume will be a little bit less, but it'll very rapidly expand when the air in the room warms the cooler gas in the balloon. So you have to pay attention as soon as you take it out of the freezer. In the summer, have your kids observe their ice cube-filled glass of lemonade. Droplets of water will form on the sides of the glass as gaseous water in the air cools as it contacts the cool beverage. Heat is removed from that water vapor, and it condenses into droplets of water on the sides of the glass. Well, we've just learned a little bit about condensation. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.